What's up, y'all? Sebastian here with another episode of Seb Talks. I didn't really plan this episode. It was more of an impromptu kind of thing. So if it seems like I'm not really, you know, prepared for this, it's because it's true. But I do feel like this is something that does need to be addressed. And it's going to be regarding the political spectrum we have in our country today. But before we even start, first off, I want to thank everybody that's still here after these last couple podcasts. I know it's been a little bit rocky, but I'm glad y'all are still here, you know, still listening to me. And as always, I ask you, when you come into this podcast, you leave all your opinions, your biases, your vices, leave everything at the door, because we try to look at things from both sides objectively. Now, I saw a meme earlier today on Facebook, and it was about Joe Biden, and it was saying that when a reporter asked him, should Americans be, you know, worried about the increase in prices and things, that he walked away from the question. Now, I'm pretty sure those of you who are Republicans, or, you know, those of you who aren't Biden fans, y'all hit that repost so quick. So quick, with a quickness, y'all tap that jump quick, without even knowing what the context was. If you were to go back and you were to watch that entire video, you would see that he ended the press conference. He ended it and started walking away from the podium, and then they asked that question. They asked the question as he had already ended the meeting. So, do I think the reporter did that on purpose in order to, you know, stir up this entire controversy? No, I don't really think so. I would hope not, at least. But the fact of the matter is that wasn't what it looked like. But politicians today, they can't even breathe without people making a big deal of it. I know you Democrats out there aren't going to like hearing me say this, but y'all did the same thing to Trump. Half of the time that he did literally anything, Democrats and people who didn't like Trump tried to make it out to be, oh, Trump is this, Trump is a racist, Trump doesn't actually care about the country, Trump only cares about his pockets, all that type of stuff, with no actual evidence backing it up. You know that your argument is extremely faulty if it can be fallen apart just by a quick Google search. Now, Google in itself is very politically biased. If you want to research something politically, I would suggest DuckDuckGo. It's a search engine that, you know, isn't controlled by the political spectrum. You can just look up anything that you want to, and it won't be a biased response. But that's what I would suggest. So, this has been happening for a very long time. A very long time. People have been using these small things that politicians are doing innocently to push their own political agendas. And it, in turn, makes it seem like, you know, we can't even trust what we're seeing right in front of us. We can't even trust the media. We can't trust what's being fed to us. So what do we even do because we can't trust that? That is why the moral of what I'm trying to tell you today, I encourage you all to do your own research. Always do your own research. Don't just see something and immediately feed into the bullshit. Do your own research. Because most of the time, the first thing you hear isn't the right thing. Every day I'm scrolling down Facebook, I'm seeing meme after meme about gas prices, about lumber prices, about Trump, about Biden. And the number one thing you need to do is to not feed into the bullshit. Don't just see all of that and be like, oh yeah, Biden's a bad person. Oh yeah, Trump's a bad person. Oh yeah, Joe Biden doesn't know what he's doing. Don't feed into it. Make sure that if you want to take a political stance, that you properly research what you are, you know, reading, what your political stance is. Properly research it. Don't just believe the first thing you hear. Lumber prices are rising right now. And I see a lot of posts on Facebook about how that is all Biden's fault. how the price of everything is going up because of Biden. But the fact of the matter is, the prices of lumber are going up because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Housing prices have gone up by like $20,000 because of the COVID-19 pandemic and because of the lumber price increase. It has nothing to do with Biden. Gas prices are high right now because it's the summertime, or it's about to be summer. Gas prices always go up around this time of year. It can't be just one person. You can't just blame all of these problems on Biden and then go on about your day, like, because that's a victim mentality. That's an overall victim mentality. You're just like, okay, we can't fix the problem, so we're just going to throw all the blame on a political figure to further our own political agendas. And I never understood that about people. I never did. But circling back around to what I was originally saying, don't feed into the bullshit. A lot of the time, the first thing you see isn't the right thing. So if you have questions, question them. It's not a bad thing. It's not a wrong thing to want to ask questions. In fact, it's the right thing you should do. You should question everything, believe nothing until you have properly questioned it. Always question everything. Because a nation that is not willing to question the legitimacy of what's being fed to them is a nation that will be controlled. And that is exactly why we are where we are today. Barely anyone is willing to question the legitimacy of what is in front of them. And everyone is divided into two sides, Republicans and Democrats. Everyone is largely divided into one of those two camps, and they're not willing to question anything as long as it furthers their own political agenda. And that is not something that we need to be doing. We'll believe anything we see as long as it's convenient for us. And that's not what we should be doing at all. But I'm not going to make this episode too long. Like I said, it's an impromptu. So if it seems different from my other episodes, it's because I didn't really plan it. I just wanted to, you know, get my opinion on these kinds of matters out there. But, you know, in conclusion, do your own research. Don't feed into the first thing that you hear. And stop spreading things that you aren't 100% sure are true. Because that leads other people down the ignorant path of not researching what is right in front of them. And it leads to a lot more political problems than we already have. But anyways, thank you all for listening. I'll come out with a fully fleshed episode tomorrow. We're going to be hearing another race issue tomorrow about that young man that punched that old white man somewhere. I can't remember where right now, but he punched him for calling him the N-word and the man died. We're going to be covering how I feel on that as a black man tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow if y'all want to. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. I'll have something new the next day. And as always, thank y'all for listening. Have a nice day.